The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Darren Svensson of KDEC in Decorah and Aaron Summers of the Pocahontas Record Democrat in Pocahontas. Darren, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator, last week, President Trump threatened Mexico with some tariffs if they don't help stop the asylum seekers heading to the United States. In your mind, is this any sort of a good idea, connecting the issues of immigration and trade? And can you look in the big picture on why the president would think it's wise to connect those two issues?
Well, if I can believe the moderation that the president of Mexico took in response to the president's threat, and right now it's just a threat. He hasn't put forth an executive order, and if he did, presumably it won't take effect until June the 10th. From the start, though, I issued a very strong opinion of opposition to it, and suggested alternatives that the president could accomplish the same goal. First of all, that trade and immigration are two separate issues. Secondly, if he wants to get at the problem, he can do it two ways. One, there's about $30 billion leaves our country from family members who work in the United States, sending it home to help the economy of Mexico through their families. Put a fee on that and use that fee to build a wall. The second thing I suggested is something that we have with Canada called a third party agreement, third country agreement. That means if somebody came to the United States for asylum purposes or any other legal reason for being here, that they can't use it as transit to go to Canada. We should have the same thing with Mexico, so people come from Guatemala, Honduras, etc., through Mexico to get to the United States. They get their asylum in Mexico. That would shut down their coming to the United States, basically the same way as I described in regard to the United States and Canada. I think that would be a better approach. But hopefully, with the foreign minister of Mexico and another team coming to Washington Wednesday to talk through this, we might avoid the catastrophe of another set of tariffs, which would set back probably the chances of advancing the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. And that's what I think I was helpful getting those tariffs off of aluminum and steel so we could move away ahead with the trade agreement. Aaron.
Do you think the president had the authority or has the authority to impose these particular tariffs when it, like, to get a result with regards to immigration? Or do you think he's kind of overstepping, or?
He may have the authority, depending on how you interpret this 1977 statute, but other presidents have used it, but things more directly related to national security. I think it's stretching a little bit to say that national security is threatened when people come here to work and not be a threat to our country. Now, on the other hand, if the president wanted to argue that 1, 2, 3, 4% of the people that come here could be, besides violating our immigration laws, they're also like gang members or criminals or drug peddlers or things of that nature, then I could say in a roundabout way that could be considered a threat to our country, but not quite the way other presidents have used the same power. Back to Darren.
Related to the issue of tariffs, once again, threatening tariffs on Mexico, the tariffs are in place with China as well, which has negatively affected the Iowa agriculture commodity market. from a political standpoint, we're 17 months away from a presidential election. President Trump was very successful in the Midwest. In your mind, looking long term, could this tariff situation basically threaten him politically in a part of the country that was very good to him in 2016?
Yeah. Well, it's pretty hard to look ahead 15 months to answer your question, but based upon being in 12 counties, most of them in southeast and southern Iowa, during the last week when Senate wasn't in session, I can't say that I ran into a single person that said to me because of the tariffs that they weren't going to vote for president, assuming they had voted for the president before. There was little discussion of Trump at all, let alone people expressing. There were questions about tariffs, I can admit, and I discussed them with my constituents, but I didn't get necessarily somebody changing their mind about Trump as a result of that. Aaron?
What is forefront on Iowans' minds when you're when you were in those counties last week? What do they really need to know about?
Well, I can tell you the questions they ask, if that's your question. Tariffs, infrastructure, disaster relief, the bill that's now before the House of Representatives, the Senate passed it, flooding, those are two are kind of connected, drug pricing, infrastructure, mental health, renewable energy, the Corps of Engineers and how they control the rivers, preventive planting, like when farmers can't get in the fields, will crop insurance cover them, too much partisanship, veterans affairs, the need for some immigration, China and trade, education, and rural health care. Back to Darren.
Related to the disaster relief bill that has passed the Senate, that's getting held up pretty much by one member of the House. As much as I think many Americans can respect wanting to toe the line on spending, do you feel it's maybe a bad idea for this one member of the House to make that point when it comes to a disaster relief declaration like he's making it now?
Yeah. Well, it's going to pass the House today. And it could have passed on Thursday if Pelosi hadn't adjourned the House at noon on Thursday. We passed it about 3 o'clock Thursday, and if the House had still been in session, it would have gotten to the president Thursday night. But obviously, for some reason, she adjourned. And then when there's only one member there, and the Speaker of the House asked for unanimous consent to pass a bill. It could have been passed with one member there, but if that one member's not for the bill, it doesn't pass then. So that's what's held it up. But Pelosi should have not adjourned the House. Last question will come from Aaron.
Can you talk just a little bit about crop insurance and the deadline for planting corn has passed, I think, and just kind of what are you and is Congress looking to do anything to help out farmers who can't get their crops in the field?
Well, there's one thing for sure, and then there's one thing that's still, I don't know whether I can really tell you exactly whether this will be instituted or not. But we have the regular crop insurance, and not just for this year, but it's been this way for a long period of time. A part of crop insurance is preventive planting. So the 92% of the farmers that take crop insurance, they will be able to collect some on their crop insurance for land that is you aren't able to get in and farm. The other thing is, would those same farmers qualify for the $16 billion that's going to come to farmers because of the tariffs that the president's put on and China isn't buying a certain amount of grain like they usually would. The question is, if you aren't able to plant, then you can't be hurt by the tariffs because you didn't have anything to sell. On the other hand, there's a feeling that that they should also qualify for some acres that they didn't plant, just because it's not their fault that it was raining and they couldn't grow crops to sell or to collect the additional government payment on.
Thank you, Darren and Aaron, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.